I'm unhappy. I don't mind being unhappy. It's fine. I'm unhappy, so let me be unhappy. That sounds really weird. So let me be unhappy. I don't mind. I'm just unhappy. Now the question is, can the unhappiness survive in a state of complete surrender? So I haven't heard many cases of, well, I heard some, but what the person asks is it possible that I live consciously and I'm being attacked at night? Yes, that is possible. Be careful, of course, how you go to sleep so that you have a relatively conscious space from which you enter the sleep state rather than from some state of mental turmoil. Have a relatively conscious space, and then you wake up in the middle of the night, and this person has tried everything, what I normally recommend. He says he's tried it and it didn't work. So what do I do then? What should I recommend if that doesn't work? Let me think about it. Well, one is he suggested that also you could try complete surrender to the unpleasantness of that. So there's the unpleasant emotion, the fear and the thoughts, and you go, it's okay, that's what is. And you feel all that. Don't even try to have to enter a different state. If you completely accept the state, this very often can lead to the end of it. Let's say you're unhappy in whatever form. Of course, it's often connected with certain mind activity. But at other times, it may just be that the unhappiness lives in you as an emotional field. You could try. If I say, I'm unhappy. I don't mind being unhappy. It's fine. I'm unhappy, so let me be unhappy. That sounds really weird. So let me be unhappy. I don't mind. I'm just unhappy. Now the question is, can the unhappiness survive in a state of complete surrender? Or does the unhappiness, in order to survive, needs resistance? There's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with life. There's something wrong somewhere. You need some resistance. And I don't mind being unhappy. I'm just suggesting it as an experiment. It works. I've had feedback from people. For some people, it actually works very well, and for others, it doesn't. It's an experiment. That's one possibility. Just complete surrender to the pain that you feel. Complete surrender to that. But a complete surrender would also lead to a cessation of mind activity, complete acceptance. Another thing that this person may find helpful is to really investigate when he says being in the body is not possible or doesn't work, and observing your breath doesn't work. Is that really true? Or is the unconsciousness that has taken hold of you controlling your mind and saying, that's not going to work. It's not working. You can see it's not working. You try conscious breathing. And after three conscious breaths, it's not working. I can't do it. It's not working. Maybe it is working. You just have to give it some time and breathe deep, a little bit deeper, more deeply than you would normally breathe. And the mind is still going on and the emotion is still there, and but you're still breathing. And you have, it has to, if it's very intense, it has to deepen quite a bit, your breath. It will bring about a change. If you persist, it must bring about a change. Another thing you could do is practice, take up a technique in a case like this, a technique such as Qigong, which is a practice of energy, generating energy in the body. And then if you get attacked in that way at night, and you just get up or stay in bed and practice what you've learned, energy, a lot to do with breathing. They do all kinds of some movement too. It stops your mind. Or you practice the Dutch man, Will Witt, is that his name, who does intensive breathing and extreme feats of endurance. He lies in ice, a bucket in a bathtub full of ice, and the very intense breathing practice. In extreme cases, well, you could try that. It won't free you of the ego, but it will affect your consciousness in some way. And then you can even jump into cold water. It'll stop your mind, so that's good. In extreme cases, you take extreme measures, but it's a possibility. It's just a possible thing you could do. I am not telling you to do it. So don't come back to me and say, you told me. You may try it out, but be careful. Don't overdo anything. Anything good that you take too far is no longer good and turns into its opposite. Anything. Anything that is good. Oh, that's so good. More of it. Okay, more. It's so good. Fits him. More of it must be better. And then it turns into its opposite. No, it applies to anything. Even doing good to other people. And you lose yourself in it. Even compassion with others can eventually kill you if you overdo it. It's a wonderful thing, but if anything you overdo it, oh my God.